Well, let's see what some work by Tyrone Hayes at University of California, Berkeley, where he's worked with atrazine on frogs, and he's looked at their fertility, for example. Control males had a very normal kind of fertility here, but when he gave them atrazine at levels that are environmentally relevant, there's their fertility. And perhaps more importantly here, there's something that now I need to explain to you. A general principle. Most people don't realize this. And that is that all terrestrial vertebrates, you and I, are conceived as bisexual organisms. We develop dual primitive reproductive tracts. We normally dispose of one of them during development, fetal development, based on the ratio of testosterone and estrogen at so-called decision time. If pseudo or xenoestrogens, and we'll talk about what all of those can be, like dioxins and PCBs and things, if they're present, it looks like to a male embryo that it is more female. And so that embryo changes its developmental direction. It induces fewer what we refer to as Sertoli cells. These are sperm nurse cells and are essential for sperm production in the testis. And it alters the brain's sex center development accordingly. Here are two male frogs attempting to breed that have been exposed to atrazine. This was in Dr. Hayes' lab. Both of these animals have both ovaries and testes in them. And Tim Pasteur from Syngenta, who's their PR fellow, says, at this time, EPA believes that no additional testing is warranted to address this issue. By the way, it's useful to know that Syngenta, makers of atrazine, which upregulates aromatase, that enzyme we talked about, and that elevates estrogen, which elevates breast cancer risk. And by the way, Syngenta also makes drugs that treat breast cancer. Win-win situation.